I'm ready.
Well, you're ready. Good, because it's live. Episode 219. Oh, Finn just got on. Let's get stupid. Let's bring Finn in, and he's going to interrupt me as soon as I do the ads. Watch this. We are brought to you by GeneralLeatherCraft.com.
Suck my ditka.
At Pioneer, you messed me up.
What the fuck is going on? Are you serious?
Pioneer _ Finn on Instagram. Go left for your leather belt needs. He's coming out with new t-shirts. Always doing some apparel stuff on the side. So don't just order a belt. Order a t-shirt with it. Order a computer pad. Order a catch-all for your keys, your wallet, your hat, your watch, whatever it is.
Book cover.
Book cover. You can get book cover soon. If it's out of leather, he can make it. We're also brought to you by SubZeroPlunge.com. Code Finn sucks. And Cam owns the barn is the code for checkout. And it'll get you $4,000 off. And it'll actually get Tim to write you a check to just buy one. So, and if you want a direct price, DM me and I will get you a price shipped to your door. I just restarted doing that again. I took a break after I hurt my back and I'm back at it feeling great. So check them out. And then definitely don't check out HFB. Oh, see, he left. See, he doesn't want people to check him out. He's fucking gone. He ghosted. Do you hit the wrong camera button or did you get up, Vin? He's dead. He died.
I'm back.
Jesus, dude, you are screaming in my ear.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, Callis. See how fast that was today, man? That's fucking fast. That's just like Jeremy Lowry fast.
What?
How fast I got on here.
Oh, I'm very
holy shit, Bucky's. I love it. Look at this guy, huh?
Yeah, the Bucky's cup.
Yeah.
Giant Bucky's cup.
I'm ready.
A gallon I'm of ready. Vodka.
Yeah, what's in that cup?
I know it. What is in that cup?
Purple stuff.
Purple Jesus. Drink?
If you're from down south, you know what purple stuff is.
Yeah, he'll be passed out within the hour.
We are from the Midwest, so we don't know exactly what you're talking about.
No, there's a song by a guy named Big Mo. It's called Purple Stuff. You can listen to it. It'll explain it all.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can pull it up for the fans, but maybe later. What are you doing, Finn? Freezing in that shed?
Yes, it is very cold. I haven't been home all night, so I have no fire going right now. And it's a little nippy in here. It's about 49 degrees.
Oh, lovely. Well, that's not too bad. 49 for the barn.
No, if I had a fire going just the last hour or two, it would have been in the 60s. But I have been gone, unfortunately. Yes, I am bragging. Let me do a little bit of bragging myself. I have a TV now, Tommy, so I'm staring right directly at you. Let me see if I can show it on here.
Turn it to you and then show the camera to me. That's a big TV.
Shit. God damn it. I gotta flip it around, don't I?
That's just your face, brother.
See?
Yep.
So
nice. Oh, that's a nice little small monitor.
There's one camera, monitor, camera.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Nice. So, if I'm looking right here, I'm staring right at the monitor. Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, I did a little upgrading, pal. It's a TV I use for the Arnold.
Oh, with your highlights?
Yeah, and it works perfect. Especially we do have a guest. It's me. but if we have a guest in studio, it makes it a lot easier for everybody at the table, or if it's me and you or whatever it is, to watch the person that we're talking to.
Right, right. Unless you're good at staring in the camera, obviously.
And not looking at the person?
Yeah, sometimes I'll just stare in the camera.
Are you serious? I stare at the camera the whole time. My God. So what happened, man? On. I know it. Maybe you should take them off.
Oh, God. Put those back on.
Ah! Terrible.
Just screaming, dude.
I'm so fired up I could shit. You know what
Why?
I mean?
Why? What are you fired up
oh,
for?
Oh, dang it. That other camera don't work that good, huh?
You're there. Good Tito's bottle.
Yeah, we got camera 2, camera 3, camera 1. That was a cat. All right. So what did I miss so far, Tommy?
We've been on for like an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Were you? I got on here real quick to check my cameras like 5 minutes before you guys came on.
Oh, perfect.
There's no interference or something? Mm-hmm. Because I came on to the StreamYard, right? Just to check like my cameras were lined up or how they looked because I didn't know. I redid some shit in here. Just like literally 2 minutes before you sent me that email.
Nice. It worked out. You're a pro. Old pro, Finn.
Ain't nothing, man. This is great. Fucking uploads easier than fuck. Loving it. What I missed? The whole Florida trip?
We didn't talk about anything.
Oh, okay. Good.
I was doing the ads, you idiot.
Oh, you're doing the ads. You got Jacob Ross live in studio at the Callis basement. I'm down here in the old Finn bunker right now.
Yeah, you look about normal. Yeah, Jacob Ross, great, but you look normal.
Jacob Ross looks pretty good with that Bucky's thing in front of him. Yeah, is he drunk or what's going on here, Tommy?
He's wasted.
He looks fucking drunk, man.
Party on, bro. It's our roll. Wednesday night. Turn up.
See, he's turned up.
I'm going to turn him up. Purple stuff.
Jacob Ross keeps texting me during the show. We're live, dude. You can't be texting me during the show.
I'm trying to get you guys some content for your Instagram. He's
a photographer, dude.
Man, I'm confused. I'm cornfused. Okay, Tommy. Well, the whole show, we should start out with what the hell's going on. What happened? I saw you're in Florida. It looked like you're having a terrible time on the beach. I saw you. It looked like there was a Budweiser truck next to you. Right, Dan Bell. So I'm coming up.
Truck.
I heard somebody go by and go, "Oh my God, there's a Budweiser truck on the beach."
Yeah. Yeah, that was Dan. He was there.
And then you were bored, obviously.
No, I love the beach.
Give us the rundown. Let's go. Start from day one, buddy.
Okay. Friday, go to work.
Let me sit back, relax, strap myself in.
And then I leave work. Okay. Beautiful story. I go to my favorite pre-flight parking. I park my DeVille.
Bragger.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I'm going to brag a little bit. And then what did we do? I went to the airport. I can't remember if we drank or not. I don't know if we had enough time. Oh, I fucked up Amber's name on the ticket.
What?
So it said Amber Chambers, not Amber Callis. So that was my bad. You know, that was my fault. I did a little oopsie. Chicago was not a big deal on the way back home. Bit of a big deal. They were not too happy in Orlando.
Oh, God.
Because the names didn't match up, but they let us through. Well, because you can get through fucking TSA without an ID. So I'm like, the fact that the ID is,
which makes no sense, because you can come over the border without an ID.
Okay, don't get political, Finn. Yeah. So whatever. Get on the plane, fly out there. Then I was like, I was gonna rent a car just so, like, because I picked an airport that was like an hour 15 from them. I was like, well, it's fucking Uber. And I looked at Uber rates. It was like $70 or 70 to 100. I'm like, well, whatever. That's like maybe same price as a car, or a little bit, you know, but roughly the same price. So I'll just Uber, have someone else take me. And then I got on to fucking schedule an Uber and it was like $170 for one way. And I was like, oh, fuck this, dude. I go, I might as well just rent a car for $170.
Yeah.
Because I got to pay $170 to come back. So we ended up renting some. I've never been in a BMW my entire life. So I ran some convertible BMW.
Oh, dear.
Baller.
Yeah. I have like a sixth SIXT, that orange one.
Yep. Yep.
I have a business account through them. So it gave me like a discount. So I just rented a car from them. Easy peasy. Flew down to Dan's house, dropped Amber off, went and benched. Perfect storm. I just, I wanted to get a good bench session in because that's my best lift, obviously.
Yes.
Bench there. Dan gave me a couple good cues.
Do you mind sharing these cues?
Yeah. So my biggest problem, like a bench, like if I'm going to miss it, typically when I come down, when I go to press, right? So see, I'm coming down like this, come down. If I go to press, I go press and open.
Elbows fly out.
Right. So my elbows fly out. And he's like, and I've never heard the cue you transition to soon. I've always heard just like kind of keep them tucked in, try to touch your elbows together as you bench. And I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. Right. He's like, no, you need to transition. Like it's okay to open up, but you need to open up at the top to finish.
Yeah, because open up about halfway to the top, right?
Right, but I've never heard that transition cue before, so I was like, oh, fuck, that makes sense. Like, keep it tight here, and then don't not try to transition. That's what I would do. I would try not to transition, and then I would get fucking stalled out at the top, right, because I'm all triceps.
Yeah.
So this way, it involved more shoulder, and then I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't even think about that. So it took, a little bit of weight off and then tried it with better form. So it was nice. I never knew that, so I'm glad I flew to Florida to learn that cue, and then I went home. Got on a plane that night, came back.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I saw you on the beach, Tom. You can't trick us.
Yeah. No, I was, we went out to dinner that night. I don't fucking remember where. Somewhere.
Taco Bell.
Oh, it was a Mexican restaurant. Thanks, Jacob. We were there. Yeah, some Mexican restaurant, went out, had some drinks, you know, stayed up, talked, slept on the foot of Dan's bed, made a nice little pillow for me there.
What? Like a dog?
Yep. Yep. That's where I slept.
Where was Amber?
At the head of the bed.
She was at the head and you're at the foot.
Yeah. A couple dogs. I'm just kidding. They had a guest nice room. Setup.
You're in the Pelican room, right? Or whatever. What do they have? Didn't they have like a Pelican room, they said?
The pineapple room?
Pineapple. Was it pine? It was some room like she had made, right? Maybe it was
Yeah, it was upside down pineapples they were, and then Dan kept trying to come in my room and kick Amber out. I was very confused how that Dan pineapple thing works.
He's choking you with the CPAP.
Yeah. Come here, Tom.
Yeah, and then let's see, Saturday, went up, got breakfast, and then went to the beach, which is obviously my favorite spot. I love myself a good beach.
How was that, Tommy? How was it? Did you want to leave the beach? How was it this time?
No, I was more entertained because Dan gets frustrated by just the smallest inconvenience. He gets very frustrated very fast.
Coors Light or something?
Well, there's like different beaches. No, there's different beaches you can go to. It's like you can drive your car on this beach, and then 5 minutes down the road, you can walk on this beach. And then 5 minutes down that road, this beach has a bathroom next to it. So there's a, you know, a pisser or whatever. And then Chris is like, well, let's go to this beach. No, it's too packed. Let's go back to this beach. And then we go to the last beach again. And he's like, we shouldn't take the car on there. Every car's getting stuck. All right, let's go back to that original version. He's like, oh my God. He's just driving around. Oh, he's like, I'm about to drop all you guys off. So I'm going home. Let's fucking go home. He got all aggravated, whatever. Eventually found parking and set up. And no, it was fine because the water was a little cooler. It's probably 65 degrees. Ooh. But
yeah, the Atlantic.
I was sweating, you know, it was fucking 80 degrees outside, so I wasn't used to that.
Oh, good thing you've been cold plunging.
Exactly.
Good one, Ross. That a boy.
Knows. He's got it. Bam.
Good thing he's been cold plunging.
Yeah. So did the beach thing for 2-3 hours.
2-3 hours.
Well, and for the listeners who don't know, Daytona is one of the few beaches in the U.S. you can legally drive on.
Yes.
There's not very many you can do it. Daytona is one of the very few. It's actually pretty cool. You can even ride your motorcycle on there.
That sounds hard as fuck.
It would be not the smartest thing to do, but I saw people do it last year. I was there last year.
Yeah, that's the home of the Daytona 500 was originally on the beach. They raced on the beach. That's how it started.
That's wild.
You sure about that?
Me?
Yeah. They raced on the beach?
100% positive. Half of it was on the beach when they first started racing there. Fact check it right now, Mr. Trump.
Jacob's gonna fact check.
I'm on it.
I've never heard of that, but you know, you are a redneck, so I should believe you, but I don't.
You're damn right.
Let's see. Yeah, laid on the beach. One of my favorite things. The beach was fine because it's not like I hated the beach last time in Aruba. Yeah. I mean, I did, but it was more of the like I've been friends with Dan for like a decade, so it's like they're like my buddy as opposed to like
a my swinger. Swingers,
my swinger neighbor trying to fuck me the whole time, and then read a book, you know. So it's just different, you know. Not like they're bad people, obviously, you know, great for swinging, but you know, beach not so much. you can't be swingers and go on the beach. It just doesn't, you know, doesn't make sense. Did the beach thing, and then what was Saturday night? He took us like to like the strip or something, or some kind of downtownish area. It was very packed.
Daytona.
No, I think it was Ormond. I don't know. He was driving me around, but I think it was Ormond. Went out with his...
On a motorcycle or what was it?
No, his car and his sister-in-law and her husband and shit like that. Went out with them, got dinner, and then went to some sandbar. I don't know. Oh, was that packed.
Was that the sister-in-law that you guys were drinking with? That video that saw on the internet?
Yeah, with the car bombs, right?
Yeah, that the Irish car.
Kristen's sister.
Oh, I see now. Yeah, I saw you guys doing. You weren't. The girls were doing them. Holy fuck. Those things suck.
Yeah, that's what I said. I go, no fucking way.
I hate those, man. Guinness, Jameson, and Bailey's Irish Cream all mixed together.
Yeah, gross.
Ooh, I haven't done those in years. It was pretty impressive. They took them down pretty fast.
Yeah, Amber's really good at swallowing stuff. So, yeah, we did that.
Good cutaway, Tommy.
He did that.
Well, before we get too far away,
all right, back to swallowing later.
Yep.
There we go.
Okay. The race referring to the Daytona 500, is the direct successor of shorter races held on the Daytona Beach Road Course.
This long square
was partially on the sand and also on the highway near the beach. The first
Thank you, brother.
200-mile race with stock cars. Yes, you are correct, Huck Finn.
I never lead you guys wrong.
I don't know about that. yeah, I guess that's good to know. So it's half sand, half street?
Originally, yes.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
The first 500 was 1959.
Yep.
1959.
Actual 500, like on the racetrack.
Were they run racing Thunderbirds?
Cadillacs, DeVilles.
What?
Yeah.
We had Coupe DeVille.
Yep, Coupe DeVilles.
1979, Tom, who won the Daytona 500?
Dale Earnhardt Jr., brother.
Ron, A.J. Foyt.
I don't know who that is.
78. A.J. Foyt? Oh, God, he was the original Ricky Bobby before there was a Ricky Bobby.
Hey, the more you scream, the more it breaks out. Like, it's like popping. So just why, I don't know how that's going to come back on the audio.
How the hell is it popping? Is it popping on your end because of your board or my board?
I don't know. I got mine almost turned down where I can't hear myself.
When I'm talking, I'm not leveling out over here.
Yeah, you're popping like a motherfucker over here. It might be different on the audio when we upload it, but just so you know. Yeah, no, I don't know NASCAR at all, Finn. That's a sport, brother. I don't watch sports.
Yeah, NASCAR is a sport. I love that.
I forgot that the Daytona was there. Like, we went to go out to breakfast. I looked over across the street. I'm like, is that where the Daytona 500 is? Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, it's right there.
Nice. Well, see you later.
It's like the Super Bowl race. That's the biggest race of the year. That and the Indy 500, which is Indy cars. But
yeah, that's Indianapolis.
The Indianapolis 500. That is very true.
Yeah.
So now what happens, Tommy? You guys go on the beach. You guys go out for dinner and drinks at night. Would you guys celebrate the St. Paddy's Day, or what was the deal? That was Saturday night, right?
Yeah, well, Sunday, right? The St. Paddy's Day. But yeah, Saturday I went to some Irish pub, which was dead, which I thought was weird.
Jesus.
Like being the weekend of, yeah. I don't know.
Right.
But it was perfect because that was like my favorite type of bar, like a dead bar that I could sit down and have a conversation, you know? So we went there, had some drinks, and then probably called it a night. I mean, it didn't stay out too late. And then Sunday, same thing. Got up, breakfast, fucked around, and then, I went to the airport, and then as soon as I got on the road to the airport, my plane got delayed like 5 hours.
Ooh, good. A Boeing plane or what?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think it was coming in late. Like, it wasn't wrong. Something wrong. It was like a late flight, you know, backing up a different flight. So, but then, we're like driving to the airport and like, well, we're going to get to the airport 7 hours early. The fuck am I supposed to do? So we drove around to some mall, bought some shoes, went back in the car. Like, and then I'm like, well, I got to get the car back at a certain time because they're going to charge me another day.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting to the airport like fucking 4 hours early, fucking Cam Needham style, just walking around.
Cam Needham style. Okay. Did you find the closest bar next to your gate?
Yeah, we went to the closest one was Ruby Tuesdays.
That was what Cam did last time, do you remember?
Yeah.
Are you just making that up?
Man. No, dude, it was fucking Ruby Tuesdays. It was like the nicest Tuesdays. Place because it was like a food court inside Orlando. So it was like, you know, Panda Express or Wendy's and then like a Ruby Tuesdays. I'm like, I guess we're fucking drinking and eating here. So killed some time.
All the moms hang out there, you know, Ruby Tuesdays. Yeah. Just like that movie, Hall Pass or whatever. You know, they go to Applebee's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Applebee's bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Always a well-known hangout right there, man.
Yep.
Nothing better.
Yeah. So did that. Got home at like midnight that night, Sunday. That sucked.
You have to go work Monday?
It's a good thing you didn't drive me. Another one of those fucking nights.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
That would have sucked, you know what I mean? Yeah, then back to work Monday, 6 a.m. Whatever.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that wasn't that cool.
That's a bad one, yeah.
It's all good.
Getting quick flight right to work. So give me the highlight. What's the highlight of the whole trip? Best part.
Probably just like swapping stories with Dan at dinner and at the bars. You know, like old stuff we did together, funny shit, stupid shit like that. Cause like we didn't like do anything like memorable. Right? Went to the beach and we ate out 6 times, but just like, you know what I mean? Like we just ate out and hung out and drank.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, you know, spending time with a buddy. And plus I don't really get out, like go out to travel unless it's like planned for me or like the kids are with, or Jesus, I never take like a spontaneous trip to go see somebody.
You've been traveling all the time. You just travel to the islands.
Yeah, but that wasn't my.
And now you just, and then you travel to Pennsylvania, and now you're
Pennsylvania.
Traveling.
Pennsylvania. When was I in Pennsylvania?
What was that? A couple months ago? Weren't you out in Pennsylvania?
I don't think so.
Yeah, to pick up your daughter.
Oh, that was May last year.
Got to spend what month is this?
March.
Okay.
Graduated in like summer.
I guess
last year.
Yeah, that's a little ways away.
Yeah.
But you might have traveled more than me this year so far.
Yeah, right. You went to like Zimbabwe.
No, not this year. I went to Texas. I think that's the only place I've been.
In Arkansas.
Arkansas. 3 months, haven't you been on the? You've been gone on the water, Tommy.
Yeah, man.
So I guess
January,
yeah,
and March, right?
Yeah, Aruba, and then
Florida,
and then I'm going to Texas in May.
Man, for what? Your brother?
Yeah, I'm going to see my brother Tim.
Jesus, man, you're a traveling fool.
And then Michigan in July.
Michigan. Now, why the hell would you want to go up there? The Upper Peninsula, I hope.
I think so.
Get some meat pies?
Oh, the
some
UP. Meat pies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Good hand pie.
Yeah. We're just going to take the trips you take and just go behind you, really.
Yeah. Just go all the way around the lake, Upper Peninsula, and back around. That was a fucking hell of a trip.
Yeah. There's some place where, like, there's no cars. You can only, like, take your bike or.
You're not going there. Yeah. That's where I was at, that island.
Yeah. That's where I'm going.
Yeah. We were there that for a day.
Yeah. Are you sure?
You guys should just ride in the back of the RV.
Let Mackinac Island. Yeah, it's Mackinac Island.
I'm going to let Finn drive me.
Let Finn drive. You and Amber ride in the RV. Have a couple drinks. God. Have some meat pies.
You get you, that RV crashes. I mean, that's like cardboard, man. You're dead. You ever seen one of those RV crashes? Holy fuck.
Well, I mean, come on. That's assuming that you wreck.
That is true. Yeah. I will not wreck.
I mean, you've driven the passes of the Appalachians. You've driven the Rockies. I mean, you've been in northwest, southeastern Dakota.
I've been all the way down to fucking the Gulf of Mexico.
I mean, it's like Gulf a John Shores. Cougar Mellencamp song at this point. I mean, you've been everywhere.
Gulf Shores without the coastal islands of fucking South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I trust you.
Yeah. No, I'm game. I like to go back. You know, I like to go exit the interstates, Tommy.
Dude, you were screaming, brother.
For real? I'm not even talking that loud.
No, you are.
Where's that thumbs up? Is that way I talk in every podcast?
There's a thumbs up.
Who's giving the thumbs up, and how's that happen?
I don't know.
Those are like automatic.
Thumbs up.
People are just happy. Well, maybe because he says thumbs up.
It's AI.
AI's listening.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. You ain't no
maybe
game
not. Thumbs up.
Middle finger up.
Damn it.
Nope. Nothing. Damn it.
Oh, trying.
Boy.
Trying.
But yeah, nope. Good trip. Good to be out there. Good to see you spend some time with Daniel. So yeah, it was nice. Now I'm back, ready for my meet.
Yeah, it's this weekend, man.
Yeah, I kept forgetting.
3 days. How do you forget your meet?
Just another day, brother.
Oh man, you must not be prepared for this meet then. There's no way you'd have said that in the past.
That's because I'm better than I was in the past.
Just another day? You don't know what day it is? You have a countdown
on. Sunday. No, I don't have a countdown, dude. I'm a professional.
You've been fucking peeking for this meet. You know exactly what day it is.
Yeah, it's Sunday. I know when day it is, but I was like, if I was like 2 weeks out, I'm like, oh, good luck next weekend. I'd be like, what are you talking about? Oh, your meet. I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah. Well, yeah, thanks.
Mr. Joe Cool over here now, huh?
Well, Finn, you don't understand because I actually compete a lot. So when I do these things, it's actually pretty easy for me to get into the zone. I'm not saying
the last time you competed a year ago?
April. Be 10 months ago.
So 10 months ago.
I don't think we want to get into a competition of when we competed last. But all I'm saying is that it doesn't – like I'll be fired up that day, but I don't need to like think about it. You know what I mean? It's like I'll just turn it on that day and see what happens.
Oh my God.
I can bomb out of any meat, Finn. Or I can bomb out of anything. Easy peasy.
Man. Well, with that kind of attitude, Cam Needham is going to whip your ass.
No, I'm going to open with my thirds.
Dan Bell did not tell you that.
That's what I'm there for. So why would I do two warm-ups?
Well, that is true. I'm only there for my thirds, is right.
So why not just go 3 for 3?
Yeah, just 3 for 3. Open with your thirds. Shh, nothing else.
See ya.
I do kind of like that game plan.
I mean, think about if that, like, if I could have the balls to do that, just be like, a good, if I have a good day, I'm going to go 8-21 on my third. Like, just take 8-21 now.
Yeah, you warm up all your warmups in the back room. First set or first lift, boom.
Yep, take it. And then if I get it, then I go pass.
Pass on all the rest.
I'm going to go do some push-ups, get ready for bench.
Yeah,
I'm going to warm the opener, 402.
Yep.
Fuck it.
All right, deadlifts. Time to deadlift now.
Yep, a 661 opener.
You know what? Nobody's really ever done that that I can think of. Have maybe just opened up and then passed on both other attempts. Every lift.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Could be a new way of competing.
Except if I don't get my attempt, that would suck.
Well, you're fucked probably because you've just wasted all the energy you have, and it's very hard to come back and hit that again.
Yeah. Well, in theory, though.
Oh, all right. Cam's back. All right. Thank you, Cam.
In theory.
In theory.
No, because a lot of times, like for me specifically, I've always had issues in powerlifting meets with trying to pick my attempts because the jumps end up being larger than what I would prefer to take. But if you timed it so that your opener was your PR, then you could warm up however you felt like warming up.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, instead of saying, oh, do I take a 50 or a 60? You could just say, oh, I'll just take a 30, or, you know, 40, whatever you want to take. You don't have to worry about it.
It's interesting, saying, dude. That's the way to do it.
New technique. 3 for 9. We'll start a company. 3 for 9.
3 for 3.
Huh?
3 for 3.
Yeah. Well, you mean you pass on the other two. They still count.
I don't think so.
They don't. They got to log it.
Yeah. I guess they log up. NA or yeah. something. I don't know.
It's our company called 33%.
But it's not an attempt because you didn't attempt anything. I don't know how that would work. I would say if that happened to me, I'd say I went 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Dude, you train for a meet and you do 3 singles and you go home.
Perfect.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll try that, Finn.
Yeah, well, Rich Piana had, 105% or 110%, whatever his company was?
I mean,
33%.
I don't even know I'm competing this weekend. I don't know what's going on.
Man, you must be chill. You must be really confident.
I'm so chill right now. I've been chilling in my ice bath. I don't know if I'm even competing this weekend. If somebody tells me I'm competing, I guess I'm competing. I don't know what's going on.
So I'll see what happens when I wake up Sunday.
Wake up Sunday. Hey, Tom, you know you're competing. It's Sunday morning. Get your butt to Carroll Stream. You know what? I didn't even know I was competing today. Thank you. Where's my jock strap and where's my stuff at? My knee sleeves. I'm headed out of town. Yeah.
You got any knee wraps? Let's see if I got any old ones in the corner.
Yeah, man, just gave me a pair of old knee wraps from TB5000, some Ernie Franz I'll throw on.
TB5000.
It'll be a piece of cake.
Wait, I'm not at the beach today?
Oh, okay.
Shit, I thought I was going to the beach.
Yeah, all right. I thought I was going to be at the beach. Somebody got me tickets to the beach. I just was going. Now I guess I'm not going to the beach today. Got tickets to the fucking Surge Open.
I guess I'll throw these tickets to the beach away.
I guess I'm not going there today. Looks like I'm competing sell today. Them.
Yeah, I guess I'll get out of this ice bath now and start getting warm.
Yeah, I better start warming up. I'm a little chilly from this ice
bath. Yeah, I'm locked up. Shit.
TB5000s.
God, those are fucking casts, dude.
Were those the first knee wraps you ever put on?
One of the first. It's between those and Elite FTS had these black wraps. That was I think it's the first wrap I bought. And it was literally like, it would like, you know how like a wrap stretches, like you kind of stretch, obviously it gets tougher. Like you'd go like this and it would just stiff and you couldn't, like you try to wrap it yourself and you couldn't pull. Yeah. It was just like, it was so fucking stiff, dude. It sucked.
Yeah. I remember when I first got a pair of knee wraps with some Corey Akers and they're the TB5000s, an old pair of his. They had no idea what I was doing with them. And then I went and got Elite FTS knee sleeves when they came out with their, I think their first edition ever.
Like that fabric.
It was like double. I was like, well, I'll get these double ply ones. They got to be better. So I got like double ply ones from them, and I couldn't get them on my legs. Like it was ridiculous. It was a waste of money. I never returned them. I never wore them. I cut them up a little bit, and I couldn't even get them on. So, yeah.
I thought you used them for elbows.
Maybe that's what I did. I might have used them for my elbow sleeves then instead of my knees because they didn't fit.
Right.
But yeah, that was my first experience with any type of wrap was TB5000s and then some Elite FTS stuff.
Yep. What were your first knee wraps?
My first knee wraps were probably whatever you put on my knees 3.5-4 years ago.
Oh, oh, you've never wrapped before?
I never,
my garage?
No, never wrapped until your house, ever.
Huh.
Only knee sleeves and bare knees before that. I didn't buy knee sleeves until I was 2 or 3 years in.
So those might have been Lilybridge ones. Red? Or they might, do I have my own already?
Slingshot
no,
ones?
No, you didn't have your own yet, but
so it was probably Slingshot.
Yeah, it was your one you broke a record in is what you put on me the first time. Mm. And then you told me you were working on it with Matt, and you were like, buy this fabric one or this color fabric or whatever from Pioneer. And that was my first one. I still have them. They're in my gym.
Hmm.
But yeah, and do I still have your record ones, or did I give them back to you? Somebody has them. No, you gave them to somebody else.
I think Gary's got them.
I think you gave them to Gary. Yeah, I think you ended up giving them to Gary.
He needed them more than anybody.
He did. He needed the magic. He needed the power.
He needed some luck.
By the way, Gary sent me a video today. You know, he had self reattached and all that good stuff, and he's had his stomach opened up like 3 times in the last 6 months or something crazy like that. He sent me a picture of his stomach. He said, it looks like he fell on a grenade, and it does.
He sent me a picture too, and I put it away. I go, no, it's bad. That shit.
But he's not supposed to lift over 15 pounds, and he sends me a picture of him benching 225 at work.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of him squatting 225. I'm like, okay.
All right, well, go for it, Gary.
Yeah, it's nice knowing you.
Well, you know, remember, he competed even though he was about to die, so he's serious.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a good story.
I think he went 3 for 3. Or 3 for 9.
Yeah, right. I got to push this surgery off for 6 months. I'm heavily involved in a meat prep right now.
Yeah, this colon will heal itself later.
Yeah, we'll take care of that down the road. Yeah, be all right. Yeah, you're septic. You're about to die.
Well, if I hit a PR on squat, it'll probably just pass all that right out of there. Be okay.
Oh, my God. He tried. Give him that. A lot of effort.
He's really advertising for Buc-ee's there, man. I mean, that is front and center, dude, over there. Look at that. I mean, you cannot get any bigger or in front of the screen. That Buc-ee's, I can't wait. There's a thumbs up again, damn it.
What is awesome.
How do you do fucking this thumbs up? How come mine's not doing that shit?
What's the top of the straw?
Oh, so this is something I bought because I was telling Mr. Callis that it looks like a whistle. I did, or a clarinet top or something.
Yeah.
I did an at home
one time at band camp.
Yeah, one time at band camp. I wasn't banned. Never went to band camp though.
Of course you're in band.
Yeah, I was a nerd.
Nerd.
But no, I was telling Callis I did an at home sleep study and I have severe sleep apnea.
Oh no.
Apparently, the doctor was telling me that your body doesn't differentiate between muscle mass or fat on your neck. It just sees it as mass because when you're asleep, everything just kind of goes limp. So,
heard that.
Yeah,
not me. Right? Not I, brother.
Yeah, not at night.
Wake up with a boner.
All the time. Yeah, so, Alicia.
Inside your wife.
It's sweet.
No, so Alicia was like recording me one night because, you know, she's like, Jacob, you stop breathing for like 20 seconds at a time, like several times.
Yeah.
So anyway, I did the sleep test.
Alpha off your face.
Yeah, Alpha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take this.
It's funny how that works.
Oh, yeah.
she's literally smothering me to death. But anyway, I'm getting a CPAP coming, and then this little sucker is supposed to help you snore less. It's really difficult. You have to like put your tongue in a certain way. This sounds terrible.
What?
Yep, you do.
The way you're drinking something is going to help you snore less?
Apparently, because it actually is pretty difficult the first few days. Like your tongue and mouth gets tired. But they say like if you get it stronger, it'll help.
Might be the gayest thing I ever heard in my life.
Hey, at this point, you know, I'm not looking forward to
I'm going
to
try anything.
I'm going to look like Tom Cruise in whatever that fighter pilot movie is, Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Yeah, that's what I pictured Dan Bell. I was like wearing that at night, just walking around, you know, and laying on the floor, drinking Bush Light.
Walking around.
Yeah,
it's got to be plugged in.
Well, I know, but I just still picture him laying on the ground that night in Miami and just passed out. He had drank a case of beer with me. I don't even know what else he did. And he's laying on the ground with the fucking me and you are in the beds. And he's laying on the ground with that damn thing plugged in. He's like, that was like the first time I ever saw one, too. I was fucking like a monster, man. Got a refrigerator laying sideways on the ground with a fucking Top Gun mask hooked up to it.
Like hugging a pillow on cold tile.
Yeah, I know.
Remember that?
Yeah. That was, yeah. Did he unhook one of those hoses and start pouring Coors Light down it?
I bet he did. I mean, that was a wild weekend.
That was a wild weekend.
Then there's fucking cockfighting going on next door.
That was a good spot.
And then we did 3 podcasts in one day.
Yes.
It was good.
Yeah. You know what's pretty funny? When you're with Dan and you watch, I started watching other people's reactions when he walks in the door. And it's like the funniest thing in the world. Because everybody's like, fucking, did you fucking see that guy? Like, what is that? And then like enough, if you're drunk enough, they'll come up to him and be like, hey, what do you weigh? And Dan would be like, you know, an idiot. Oh, 181. Like, whatever. Like, just say stupid shit. But it's pretty funny. Like, seeing people's reactions or like, when he came out of the water, and then like the kids are like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, there's a fucking whale that's washed ashore.
Kristen, damn it, Kristen!
Where's my doll, Kristen?
And he's fucking just sitting there, pooling sweat, just fucking dripping.
Oh yeah,
this guy's gross.
Well, I like him when he's at work. You know, he's doing those whatever question and answers, and he's just sweating through his uniform. I mean, ridiculous! Like he just got out of the fucking pool.
Yeah,
but he's sitting in his truck. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, loves it.
Well, speaking of people competing, he looks pretty good right now. He just pulled, 8.59 like it was nothing.
That's good. Yeah. Yep.
Like it was nothing. He benched, 5.40-something the other day?
He benched 5.25 for 5 close grip.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so he's looking pretty strong, and he's got that Ireland meet in 5 weeks.
Good. He better because that Jose Oliveira's coming. Right?
Isn't Jose Oliveira.
What's that guy's name? That guy from Texas he didn't like?
That's why Jesus.
Is that his name? Jesus Oliveira?
I think that's who you're talking about.
Right? The guy who had a good squad or something?
Mexican? Yeah, I mean, the guy's pretty well rounded, actually. Yeah, the one I made the video about, right?
Yes. Right. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to the meet.
Oh, he will not be there.
No, it's only 8 people competing in Ireland. And it's just biggest total wins the cash prize. That's it.
That's good.
Yeah.
And a free trip to Ireland?
Yes, correct.
That's good.
Yeah, that's huge. So Dan, you know, if he basically hits what he needs to hit, which he looks like he's gonna, he should walk in, take the money, and go
to the nearest pub.
Go in his Mini Cooper and drove to the next nearest pub.
Yeah, right. His Mini Cooper.
He should recreate that Franco Colombo scene from Pumping Iron where
you lift the car.
Franco's like deadlifting the car out of that tight space in Italy somewhere.
Yeah.
He could be deadlifting some Mini Cooper. Move this all the way.
Probably could.
Oh, I meant to ask you, did Dan take you to the local YMCA?
No, we didn't have time to go there.
Yes, good question.
I didn't know if you guys showered there or not.
I think Tom went there by himself.
I don't think he's been back since.
Mm. Well, you know.
Yeah. I was looking forward to it too.
I guarantee he's been back. He just wanna tell you he's been back.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing down there.
God, I mean
it'd be funny to see that guy's reaction when Dan walked into that shower.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
I can have an idea what his reaction is.
Yeah. He went from 6 to midnight.
Bingo.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Just right? ripping the head off his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such an idiot. I've had the fucking small, I can see you perfectly now, Tommy. I've had the small screen on the whole time on the TV. You know, before you enlarge it on your computer, you can click the button.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been like a eighth of the TV your picture is. Now it is giant. I should record this. Send it to Jacob Ross during the live podcast.
Yeah, you should. That'd be really good.
There we go.
Yeah.
How do we do it here, Tommy? There we go.
Hey, when are you competing, Finn, now that you pulled out a Massonomics meet already?
Who told you that?
Nobody.
Somebody said I pulled out of Massonomics meet?
That's what you just said.
I did not say anything. There's been nothing.
If I cut this clip, it's going to say, I pulled out of Massonomics meet. Those are your words, brother.
Huh?
I'm not making this up.
I did not say anything. I haven't agreed to going out there. I have not pulled out. No. I have not pulled out in years. Well, I did the other night, but I've not pulled out of the meet. I have not said I was definitely going. There's nothing on the table yet. Are you going? Snipped?
What? Huh? No kind of question is this? What kind of question is this, Tom? I am not getting snip.
I grow up.
My ejaculation is not going to get any less, and I am not going to get prostate cancer because I'm not getting snipped. You know, I do, you know, what normal people do. It's called pulling out.
You're such an adult.
Right? Yeah. You know, what if I want to have a kid? What if I want to have a kid down the road, you know, and I'm snipped?
You don't want a kid?
I'm thinking about having one. I'm about 45, 46 years old.
Let's start over, babe.
5 years. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe just start from square one all over again.
Wait till the girls are like just all in high school, about to be done.
And yes. And then, bam, I'm going to try for a boy then.
Now's the time.
Now, you're damn right it is. Yeah, it's not over, man. It's not over until I decide it is, you know?
Look at Jacob.
Right. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no.
Hey, I did two girls and then, boom, boy, third try.
Yeah, well, it's...
Didn't give up.
Me and Tommy...
I fought the good fight.
Did three tries and all girls.
Well, that just means you're one step closer to a boy.
Actually, it's the opposite.
That's what they say. The odds
increase of the same gender, the more same genders you have.
Yep.
But I mean, luckily, our kids can choose their gender these days. So,
well,
I mean, they can't choose their outfit for school, but they can choose their gender, which is
Jesus, nice. Tom. Are we getting into politics again? Yeah, it's guys getting real political over here.
I don't know why gender has anything to do with politics.
Since when have you guys listened to science?
I always say fuck science. That's what I've always said. Fuck science.
Yeah. So you prove them wrong. You go have that boy.
Yeah. Yeah, Finn. Fuck science. Get her pregnant.
I've been saying that for a decade. And what's funny is after all this COVID stuff happened, like everybody started saying that, you know, like that was like big thing is fuck science because of all the COVID stuff and the stuff people believed or didn't believe, you know. And then everybody's like, yeah, fuck science. I started saying that back in 2015, man. 14.
You should make that a t-shirt.
Somebody might say it's too political now. I don't know how science is political, but it is. Everything's political now, which is fucked up, man. It used to never be anything about politics. I mean, everywhere you look, everything's politics now. I don't get it. I don't understand why everything's so divided, political. Everything is. It don't matter. Like you said, it could be a guy being a girl or... the price of gas or whatever.
Hey, back when we were growing up, look, Bill Clinton was getting blowjobs in the office.
And everybody
George
loved
Bush
it.
Was smoking pot. I mean, mm-hmm. either side of the aisle, those guys were there to party. I don't know what's going on today.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
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 Well, it's probably because we're too old now.
Huck Finn for president, Tom Callis for vice president.
I'm not there being under his leadership. No fucking way.
What?
Do you want to run a country?
I could run a country easily, Tom. Are you kidding me?
Can't run the barn.
I can barely run the barn.
Cats meowing.
No, we got rid of that. We're good now. Yeah. Are you kidding me, man? I was ready in 1 minute tonight. Now, that was pretty impressive. You guys were still doing the opening monologue. Hey, I just sent you something. Bam, I'm already here.
I know. I was actually pretty impressed. You know. Oh, yeah. So you say fuck science, right? You don't believe in science. Fuck science, right? Right, brother?
Me?
But aren't you getting your vasectomy information from science?
I'm getting my vasectomy information off of the World Wide Web. Like I get everything on. You know, it's everything on the internet is true. I believe it wholeheartedly.
Okay. All right.
No, the only thing, fuck science came from the pec injury. You know, when doctors tell you can't do stuff or somebody says you can't
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's where it all comes from.
I'll tear my other one. Yeah, science.
Well, listen, I benched over 500 pounds again.
Showed them. Bam, easily. Gone.
Well, that was years later, you know. And when you bench that kind of weight, which, Tom, you'll never know, stuff happens. You know, stuff happens when you party too close to the sun, like Cam likes to say.
That is true. That's true. That's why you don't have lower back or hip problems, because you never squat what I squat.
Well, I blew out my hamstring.
I mean, it's that, yeah. So,
I mean, I've squatted 800 pounds before. I pulled close to 800 before. To me, that's nothing. You know, benching is life. It's an upper body business. And everybody knows that, you know.
Let me repeat something my uncle always told me. Squat is the king of all exercises. Nothing else matters.
That is not
true. Would you agree?
Well, here's the thing. In the real world, when you went to the beach this weekend, you took your shirt off. You didn't drop your pants.
I dropped my pants.
Well, I was just going to say the same
thing. It's a lower body business, brother.
How many times do you take your pants off and flex your quads? That's all not much.
I got a quad flex off the other day. What, like literally all the time. That's why I wear short shorts, people, so people know.
Yeah. No, it's an upper body business. It is. You know, that's what it is. I think squatting is awesome. I think it is probably the king of all exercises, probably is the squat, but nobody ever asks you, what do you squat?
That is correct. Nobody.
Everybody always.
Everything. What do you bench?
No matter what it is, it's always, what do you bench, man? What do you bench,
yeah,
man?
You work out? Yeah.
What do you nobody bench? Ever asks, hey, what do you deadlift? Yeah. That hardly right, ever, unless yeah. somebody what keeps you, asking, what do you bench?
What do you what conventional do you deadlift?
Yeah, that's never, ever, you know, unless the guy is a powerlifter, maybe they'll ask you that question,
right,
which is few and far between. It's mostly an average idiot on the street sees you. Like if you're at a bar that weekend, most people be like, hey, what do you bench, man?
Yeah,
it's 100% true. I was at Export a few weeks ago in the sauna because there's one.
Oh no!
Oh god, Dan Bell story time.
Yeah, yeah, basically. I know it's coming naked. No,
there was naked in the sauna, showing off my quads, and there was this older gentleman, and he looks at me, he goes, "What do you bench?" Just first thing, like right away. I never met this guy in my life. That was the first thing he said.
Hey, what do you bench, man?
Yeah,
that man was old man Murphy.
That was Tom Finn Sr.
Yeah, that was Pappy. Tom Finn Sr. Yeah. Pappy loves saunas. That might have been Pappy.
He's in there. Oh, I know Pappy. Miller Lite.
Hey, man, what do you bench?
Hey, son.
That's great, cool. Son. What are you benching nowadays?
He's got his bicycle in the sauna with him so nobody steals it.
Yeah. Is that your bike, sir? Yeah, yeah. We keep it in here because I don't want anybody to steal it. You know, I rode it all the way out here, 27 miles one way. Stop at the bar on the way back, go 27 miles home.
Eating the Sam's pizza in the sauna, sweating all over it.
Yeah. You got a Sam's gross. Here if you want a slice, brother.
Carb up, big guy.
Yeah, I got a big bench tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody ever asked me. Yeah. Cause I was talking, I got this, like the head boss at work's a big fucking like weightlifter dude, like 250 pounds, 6 foot tall. Like, he's a pretty big guy. Yeah. He's like, we get to talk and get to know each other. He's like, yeah, well, what do you bench, Tom? You just asked me what I squat, for the love of God.
Yeah, somebody just asked me what I squat once.
But luckily, I like just hit 405, so that I like 405. Because like if you ask anybody who benches, like who looks like they work out, everybody's like 315.
Yeah,
it's always like 315, yeah, 3 points. Right. That's what everybody says, or 350. Right, it's always 350, 315. So at least I can, you know, I'm into that next realm.
Yeah, you're in the next realm now, buddy. That is good. That is a good accomplishment. 405 is a big one.
I think you should make a Callus Barbell shirt that says, can you please ask me what I squat?
Just ask me what I squat.
Yeah, just ask me what I squat.
Ask I like me what that. I squat. Please.
Please. Thank you.
Be better.
Be better.
What do you squat?
What do you squat?
Yeah. Don't ask what I bench. Ask me what I squat. Well, when you first started training, too, what did you first train with? Like your dad or whatever, right?
Was it
the squat right away? It was probably the bench.
It was all of them.
I mean, you like guys
maybe, rack? Yeah, maybe that first went down there and we did chest, right? Like maybe that was a thing. But then 2 days later, we were squatting.
You had a squat rack in your house?
Yeah, we had, I think Thurston for his birthday, or maybe they just bought, I don't remember. We had a power rack and then Thurston got like, you know, at with MC Sports, was that the thing, right? MC Sports?
Yeah, that was,
It was a sporting goods store. It had the barbell and then the 245s. 235s, 225s, 210, like, you know what I mean? The 300-pound thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He got that for his birthday.
Yeah, that's it. The Olympic set, they called it.
The Olympic set. Yeah, yep. That's how they would sell them. Maybe they still sell them that way. I'm not sure. But we had that, and then he taught me how to squat probably when I was 12.
That's good.
It was because it was my uncle. He was like, squat's the king of exercises. That's it. So we're like, okay, well, we got a bench, obviously. I don't know how much deadlift we did at first, but we always squatted.
Well,
because we had a leg press and a hack squat in my basement too. Not normal 20 years ago.
Definitely.
We had those.
It's not even normal nowadays.
Right.
They have it at your house, you know.
So, I mean, it's more popular now, the garage gyms for sure. But like, leg press, hack squat, power rack, and my house. Like, we'd have guys who, like, if the high school gym was closed for Christmas or whatever, they'd just all come to our house. And we'd have like 10 dudes there lifting in the basement because, you know, they couldn't go anywhere else to squat or bench really. Squatting forever, Finn. You know what I mean?
I remember when I first started training, obviously it was in eighth grade, and I'm younger than you too. This is fucking 9 years younger, right? So we started in the living room. Everybody knows the story. And right when I got to high school, freshman year is when everything started going. But it wasn't as much deadlifting right off the bat, but it was squatting. I know by sophomore year, I was squatting, you know, way more than I was, you know, benching. Pappy's got, like, there used to be fucking letters sent home or some shit they had, like the lifting club stuff. But no, yeah, squatting was huge, especially through football and all that. And then into college. And then, you know, I always did all the lifts, but not, I might not have necessarily pushed the squat or the deadlift as much as I did until I got to competing. But I always did them, and I always was very strong at all three lifts.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I mean, I was always the best bencher around. It's just, it was always my thing, you know, big time bench press.
I get it.
Just like the squat. You should make a shirt that says, what do you squat? That's all it says on there. What do you squat?
Don't talk to me unless you squat 800 pounds.
Yeah, don't talk to me unless you squat 800.
I know what I love that.
I think, I don't know how many shirts I would sell.
Well, listen, you don't have to, like, that's the thing. When I sold the bench shirt, it doesn't mean you have to bench 500 pounds, right? It was just a comeback to people that always would talk shit. Like, oh, he's not doing this. You're not doing that. Well, dude, I've squatted close to 600 fucking pounds. Why are you telling me what to do when you bench fucking 200? Now, if you squat 500 pounds, I'm going to listen to you.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? That's just, I just got so sick of people trying to tell you on the internet, you know,
internet.
Look at this motherfucker. This, he didn't lock this lift all the way out, or I don't know. Just bullshit, right? Just idiots in their basement typing away. That's where don't talk to me unless you bench 500 pounds, or they're trying to sell me something. That's a great comeback too. You know, don't talk to me unless you squat 800 pounds. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, it's the attitude you got to have, you know, Tommy.
Yeah, it's a good attitude. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, in Pittsburgh, Texas, I think I've told this at some point, but my first lift, because my dad worked shift work at a power plant, 12-hour shifts. He flip-flopped night.
Come on. Why you got a crotch out of this guy? He's adjusting himself, Tommy. What kind of angle is this?
Yeah, I just, you know.
He's adjusting himself live on the air here, Tom. Come
situated.
On. Why is that camera located towards his testicles, Tom? What kind of angle you got over there, brother?
I don't know. Jacob set that one up.
I did.
Make sure you get my dick in there, Tom. What? Nothing.
Hit camera four, please.
Thank you.
But no. So my mom sometimes would drop me off and say, hey, your dad's finishing up at the gym. He'll take you home. I could go to the store, whatever. And I was 12, and he was finishing up lifting. And he's like, hey, go over there to that decline sit-up bench. And if you want to do something, do sit-ups until I'm done. And I did 50 sit-ups. And I was so sore the next morning that I thought I was like, something was wrong with me. Yeah. My dad, you know, just like, no, you're just sore, son. Like, that's okay. Good job, you know.
Yeah.
But then high school, you know, for football, we squatted, but honestly, our coaches cared about bench. We had these I still have it, these Pittsburgh Pirate t-shirts. It was like 200 pound club if you bench 200, 225, yeah. 275, 315. There wasn't any of that for squat or deadlift or any of that. It was all about bench.
Yep.
Yeah.
All about bench.
That's true, man. It is.
We were not very good. So I don't know. But yeah, we were pretty terrible actually. But we'd have like 2,000 people come to the games out of 4,000.
Friday Night Lights.
So we were like 5-5 team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did bench 225 in high school. Actually, I benched 315 my senior year.
Bragger.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not bad. I was lanky. I was 210, 215, but like 6'3". So that's pretty lanky for my size.
I don't know what I benched in high school.
I squatted 500 senior year.
I benched 405 in high school. Tommy, eat that.
I squatted 500 on my 17th birthday.
I squatted 500 when I was 16.
I think I'm at my 15th birthday.
There's a letter hanging in the dungeon. I'll have to take a picture of it next time. We didn't have videos back then. There was no videos.
Oh, there's a letter of it? Yeah.
There is a letter. Huck Finn. It's so stupid, too.
Yeah, I got a letter of me benching 500 over here, too.
That letter, huh? Yeah. Bullshit, Tommy.
I got a letter of me squatting 500.
No, we had a lift-a-thon every year. I won it every year since I was a sophomore. Sophomore, junior, and senior year at the high school. And that's, like you said, there was no squat-a-thon. The lift-a-thon was a bench-only thing. And it was everybody that would come out. The whole, like, community would come out. And they would be in the main gym of Sycamore High School and watch you with the one bench press in the center, right at center court. And we'd bench press. And I remember winning it as a sophomore. I benched like 335 pounds or something. And like all the seniors all said, you know, thought they all told everybody I was on steroids and I was on cocaine. And because I beat them, you know, they needed an excuse. And my football coach did call me into his office and he said, hey, listen, I got to tell you stuff about steroids. And I said, I'm not on. I don't even know what steroids are, sir. And he goes, I don't care if you're on them. I just want to tell you the side effects. And so he went around and told these side effects of steroids, which I had no idea at that time really what it was, you know. So it was funny. I'll never forget that. Later in life, I saw that guy and he was trying to make out with my current wife.
Whoa.
Come on, Finn was your coach.
Loved that guy. That guy was awesome.
He should have made out with Karen.
Well, he just gave her a big hug and stuff, and he was kind of drunk. Yeah, it was like 15 years ago. But I did go to his – I also did go to his retirement party. Yeah, that was a wild night too. Whew.
Did he try to make out Karen again?
No, she wasn't there. He was trying to make out with me, I think, that night.
Oh, God. So at least he's, you know, he's fair.
Yeah, he was a wild man. One of my favorites.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Not like one of your soccer coaches, Tommy. This guy was wild.
Sorry, not football or wrestling, Finn. My bad. My bad. My parents live there. Sorry.
I know. I don't believe why. I don't know. Maybe your dad never played football, though, probably, right?
No, he never did.
So he probably didn't, like, care or anything that the high school didn't have that.
Well, yeah, because we were living in Carpentersville, and if anybody knows Carpentersville, when I say we, I wasn't even born yet, but Carpentersville is either suburb. Really, really nice or a complete shithole. Mm-hmm. There's no...
And it's a big town. It's more in the suburbs.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's north of Elgin, but it's like, it's real hit or miss. And I think they were on the miss side. Yeah. So he was just happy to get out of there and get on a farm.
Yeah.
And have some, like, you know, do his own thing. So he probably wasn't even looking at really the school districts. He's like, oh, we're in a better area.
Right.
So it should be better for the kids. And then,
yeah,
you know, in hindsight, yeah, the school wasn't that great. We didn't have a lot of sports, but taught me how to work out real young because I had nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's good. It all worked out, Tommy.
Yeah, it all worked out, brother.
You're not a big sports guy anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder where that comes from.
Right? Well, it all comes from your dad. I mean, right? Yeah, that's why you weren't involved in football and stuff, right?
Right. Well, yeah, we didn't have it. So
that's why you're not, you know, filling out a bracket right now for the tournament.
Oh, the 68?
Well, it is 68.
Yeah, it's 68. It used to be 64. They had another four teams in.
It's always 64. That's the main one, but they had the two playing games.
Yeah. All right. I thought it went to 68.
Yeah. Well, they're playing games.
Yeah. They're
playing games, like Jacob said.
That's what I just said, you dummy.
Yeah. My neighbor's having a thing.
Oh, is it no, Sunday? Not the swingers again.
No. These other swingers. They're,
what's his name's ex-wife next door to you?
Well, no, we don't go there. Not after your stories. Not even allowed to say hi.
I mean, I think I told you guys this. I know I've told this before, but I actually lived with swingers when I first moved to Chicago.
Yeah, you told us a couple stories about just, you were swinging with.
You had to yeah, I remember you were banging the girl and all that, and he was watching. Yeah.
Bring a girlfriend with you so we could share or whatever.
No.
Yeah. That's an interesting party, Jacob.
Yeah, it was. I know it. Now he's hanging out with a bunch of basketball players in the NBA. I wonder what kind of things are happening there.
I had Cam convinced that, well, obviously the upside down pineapple is a swinger, whatever, I don't know, sign.
Jake, oh, come on. Don't act like you don't know, Tommy. Your neighbors are swingers.
Well, I didn't know what to call it. But then I had him convinced. So he does red lights at night.
Yes.
And I told him, well, you know what that means, right? He's like, well, it's good for your eyes. And I go, dude, that means you're a swinger. So if you put a red light on and turn your other lights off and it's all red inside, it's like a cue to like knock on the door to come in.
Yeah.
What? I'm like, yeah, now you're like in the suburbs, dude. Like, you're going to get some knocks, bro. For a little while, I think I had him convinced that was for swingers. Yeah. He kept the red lights on, though. So
is there some kind of lighting?
No. I don't know. Jacob, is there?
No. I think the lighting was normal. Normal where I live, at least.
Yeah, Jacob would know.
Yeah,
Jacob, you were there.
I was there for 3 months. I mean, yeah. You know, their main signs were, like I said, their Wi-Fi was called Loverland, and it was not password protected. Free to anybody. Just join right on in. It really Loverland. Was. It was Loverland.
I don't think anything was protected there. You jump right in on anything. The Wi-Fi, the old lady, whoever you want.
Whatever you want. Man. He made biodiesel in his garage, too.
Jesus.
A lot of fumes he was huffing.
Or telling what else he was making in that garage.
Jeez, you have an old camper parked out there?
Yeah, it was. Again, you got to remember, too, this is my third flight of my entire life when I flew up here. I was 23.
And you went straight to their house?
It was the first place I lived here.
Went straight to a swingers place, man. Whatever.
Well, how'd you know?
I didn't know. My boss said, oh, I got a place you can stay. You just pay. You don't have to sign a lease. You can just pay cash month to month. They don't care. I'm like, oh, great.
All you got to do is fuck his life.
Fantastic. It was me, Pete, the truck driver, and then a guy named Eric who was trying to make the Bears.
Oh, there was three of you.
We lived upstairs, and then the swingers lived downstairs. It was a split level.
Huh. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Pete, the truck driver, he would park his semi out there and sleep and then go drive.
Parking his semi and his old lady, too.
He's got that hammer, dog.
He was like in his 50s at the time. I mean, it was such a strange living arrangement. But,
oh, my God.
Hey, you know.
Jesus, look, what is he doing with his leg now, man? What kind of shot is this, Tommy? Are you watching this?
It's crouch shot, bro. It's like those bench videos. Where it's like,
I know it.
It's just the guy's dick. And you're like, hey, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. You're going to have to change Jacob's angle, man.
Jacob's camera.
I'm getting sick to my stomach over here. He's on a big screen right now.
Yeah, it looks like you're getting a boner, actually.
Oh, shit. You can see that on the air, damn it.
Yeah, I think you got it flipped up into your stomach. That's why you're sick to your stomach. Yeah, it's right. Sticking to your stomach, actually.
Damn it.
Same thing.
Oh, God. All right. So we'll go over what's going to happen this weekend, Tommy. This is it, man.
What's this weekend?
The next. Yeah. You're going to wake up and somebody's going to say, hey, you got to meet.
Oh, shit. I'll get out of the ice bath.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm probably, I don't know. Like, part of me wants to get there real early, but part of me also knows there's only 24 lifters. So it's only two flights or three of eight. I don't know. What do you think? Three of eight or two of 12? That's if everybody shows up.
I bet they do three of eight.
You think so?
I don't think they're going to do two of 12. I mean, that meet would go, that meet first, the meet's going to go fast, man. There's only 24 lifters. Mm-hmm. Is it all men?
No.
So it's a.
Yeah. Whatever day you want to call
women?
It.
How many women?
I don't know. I would say five.
Oh, man.
If I was a betting man. So 19 dudes, five women. My guess is you're going to have two flights.
I would rather have two flights.
Yeah, 12's kind of, if they're moving fast, 12's not bad. If they're moving slow, I mean, that could be 15 minutes.
Well, yes. But
so kind of hit or miss.
Eight could go fast as fuck though too.
I'm fine with fast.
Too fast.
Let's get this over with. I got shit to do.
You always got stuff to do, Tommy. I mean, come on, it's a meet. You got to be there for the meet. You can't have extra stuff going on that day. All right. I know you're a busy man.
He's gonna get to the beach.
I gotta get my beach pass, dude. I gotta spend all this money on this pass.
I gotta get to this beach pass. I gotta take a cold shower or a cold plunge and. I don't know. What else do you do? Journal now, too, right?
Aren't you journaling?
He's learning the piano.
He's journaling. He's fucking got to do red light therapy.
Yeah.
He's got the compression things on his knees. He's got to do at night. He's got to have sex with his wife at 3 a.m. I mean, the guy's a busy man. I'm surprised you even have time for the meet, Tommy.
I'm squeezing.
Are you going to make it to meet?
I hope so. Plan on being there.
I thought you were getting that pineapple tattoo Saturday.
Upside down.
It depends where you look at it.
Yeah, right. What's the plan? Three for three, right?
I don't have the balls. I'd love to say I want to do that. That would be hilarious, but also not hilarious if I don't get one of the lifts. No, that'd be
such a waste of a peak for your meat.
Yeah. So I'll probably get there probably 8:30. I'd imagine I wouldn't squat till 10. Meet starts at 9. Mm-hmm. If it's two flights, I'm squatting around 10. Yep. Yeah, I'll probably leave my house at 8, get there 8:30, fuck around, warm up, do fast warm ups. I'll probably do one plate, three plates, five plates, seven, and then get the platform. That seems to be the best recipe at a meet because if so many, usually it's like so many people in the same monolift or whatever, and you're kind of fighting like, okay, you need a plate flip.
I don't think this time though, man, this shouldn't be.
But you still have your flight. That doesn't change. Whether there's four flights or two flights, you're still having 10 people you're probably trying to squat with, or at least five or six. Yeah, like that factor does not change.
What does Serge have? Like four places to warm? I mean, that place is huge, right?
I don't know how many monoliths he has.
Yeah.
I want to say he's got two, but I doubt he's got three.
Yeah.
I just don't know. So I'll get there early. I'll do like my, I'll do my five, basically five sets to be ready for the platform. I'll probably open up at 7:55 because that felt pretty good the other day and I was still kind of banged up. So I'm like, if I hit 7:55 easily banged up, that should be a good opener.
Yep.
I'll go straight to 8:04 on my second. If that goes smooth, well, I should say if it's grindy or hard, I'll just call it at 8:04. I'm fine with that.
Yep.
If it doesn't feel good or I miss groove it, I have another chance, which is nice. If it does go well, I'll be able to beat my best meet squat, which is 8:15, 8:16. I can't remember because I chipped my world record. But it'd be 8:21 to be another kilo, the next kilo up. So that's a plan for my third. And if Cam misses his third, I'll out squat him again.
Yes, that would be the goal. Whatever Cam does, just do, you know, one better, especially if he bombs this last one.
Well, I'll be before him.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I know where I'll probably be. If I'm shitting a gold brick, I'm going to squat 8:21. And if Cam's, he'll squat 8:40, 8:50. But
What did he hit that one day in your gym like a week or two ago?
8:25.
Yeah.
Really well.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be good for 8:40, 8:50. But if he misses his third, I outsquat him again.
Yeah.
What's his second? What's he going to take on the second?
I think he's going 7:60, 8:04.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
8:50.
Yeah.
There you go. 8:40. I don't know.
Man. Yeah. Because his second attempt is going to be 8:05, 8:08 or whatever it was.
Right. Right.
Those are his seconds. I know that.
So to 21. So, we'll see. Hope I can push him a little bit. Cause if I get the third, it's more fuel for him to get hit.
Oh yeah. Big time.
And then bench, I'm either going to open at 363 or 368. I don't even know if it matters. And then I'll go 385 on my second, which should be a meet PR. If I double check, I'm pretty sure it's a 5-pound meet PR. And then if that moves well, 402 third.
I'm excited for the benches.
I know.
I want to see if you hit 4, and I want to see if Cam first hits 501 on the platform again, and then see where he goes from there. Right. If he goes to 513, or if he goes to 518 or 23 or whatever. I think he goes 501, and how that depends. I mean, he smokes 501. I say 20 pounds. If it goes slow, I say go to 513. That's what I say right here.
I'd put my money on 513 because if he's going to squat 840 and then an hour later he's going to bench 500, that's a lot.
I don't think it should be a problem for him. I know it's a lot, but I don't think it should be a problem. His bench is the best it's looked ever to me.
He still gets a little slippery at those feet.
He
blames your gym. So
he never pushes his knees out and back. He pushes forward and his feet slip every time when he gets to about 90%, every single time. And he's like, well, they don't slip, you know, until I get to like 470 now. They used to slip at like 405. Well, I'm like, Cam, now that's like 90% of what your max is. Before, 405 was 90% of your max. It's just different, but it's the exact same shit, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be fine. And then he always like comes really close to the rack a lot too. I always, you know, he'll get fucking kind of out of control, hit the rack. I just hope that don't happen.
Right.
I think he smokes 501. I do. I told him probably 513 is what you go on your last attempt.
That's what I would, if he asked me, that's what I'd put it about. Obviously see how 501 looks, but just from his training.
Yep.
Dads, man, I'm fucking roll the dice. I'll open up light 628, probably 622, and then just take 25, 35 pound jumps. Probably go 622, 650. Yeah. If it feels fine, I'll go 677. And if I can hit around 677 and if I can hit all my fucking thirds, that'll put me at like 1900. So, but I don't, dads, I pulled one time heavy. Was it? So it's kind of, I don't know.
But everything helps your deadlift though.
Yeah. But also what helps my deadlift is like, actually, tons of triples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tons of triples are like 600 or whatever. It helps my deadlift a lot. I've known that with my volume in the past. When I'm healthy, that's when my deadlift felt like when I was like real close to pulling 700, I was deadlifting my fucking face off. But now I didn't deadlift barely. I deadlift once. So.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes that helps people. I mean, look at Cam. Cam didn't really deadlift for a while this summer.
Yeah.
Or last summer, whenever he was going, you know, getting ready for school and all that stuff. And then his deadlift is just through the roof.
Yeah.
I know. I think sometimes when you take time off from it, it helps. You don't want to, but it always does, man.
Yeah. Always. I don't know. I mean, this meet will show it, right? And if I pull upper sixes, then I'm like right around where my strength was. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard saying, not knowing.
Yeah. Just hopefully you're just healthy and everything goes good.
Yeah. As long as everything holds up, I should have a pretty, I'm set to have a pretty good day. You know, I'm set for a squat PR, which hasn't happened in a long time, and a bench PR, which is, I can almost say never happens. And then dad, I'll be a little probably off, but it'll be close, I think, if everything holds up.
Who's spot?
That part's a little weird, though.
So. Who's giving you a handoff?
I don't know, because my worry is Amber gives my handoffs.
I would have her jobs. I'd have her do it then. Whatever you're used to is the best.
But she won't do it.
Not why?
It's too much pressure. She'll crumble.
Well,
it's camber or wrench comp then.
Well, the problem is, I obviously, if Amber's lifting off for me, it's a very light handoff.
Yeah.
I'm basically doing everything, but that's what I like, because
that's what you're used to. Yeah.
So like when Dan was spotting for me, I'm like, hey, just a little. Like, just
that's why he just gave you the old one arm.
And then he gave me a bump, and I go, oh, okay, this feels good. And then all of a sudden I felt all the weight. I'm like, fuck. Like, I can't. I don't like you like somebody deadlifting the bar on your chest.
Yes, I do. I like it placed right here, and I'm locked in. Yeah, right here is where I want it.
I want to feel it the entire time and then settle into the weight.
Yeah. That's what you used to.
So Dan was giving me one hand. All right, dickhead.
I don't like one hand because it wobbles it too a little bit, you know?
Yeah, Dan didn't care.
There you go, asshole. Yeah,
fuck you. Who cares? 365.
Who cares? So, goddamn it. Just do it.
I don't know what I'm going to do for handoffs, honestly. Maybe just have Jersik or Jacob do it in the back and figure it out the meet day of. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I can go light.
Yeah, I'm going to figure it out. As long as I can feel most of the weight, you know, it shouldn't affect my bench too much.
Well, we will be sending Cam with a personal assistant.
Oh.
He will have the big boss man with him.
Okay.
He will be handing off all of his benches. Big Boss Man is very nervous. I mean, extremely nervous that he was told he was going to do this. He asked maybe 1,000 questions the last 3 weeks in here. He was acting like he was getting away from the fucking bar, and he's like running into the garage door, and Cam's yelling at him. Oh, man, it was hilarious. But I think they got it down pat right now, and I think it's going to work out all right. So the Big Boss Man will be handing off for Cam.
Well, that's what he's used to.
That's what I told him. I said, get used to his handoff. Everything is fine. I mean, there's nothing. It's nothing's changed. If you're used to him doing it, he can go there and do it. I would have done it, but I'm leaving Saturday morning. And now Cam said he'll never talk to me again.
Unreal, dude.
I thought
you were going to be there for my first 400-pound bench.
I told you guys 5 weeks. I wish I could have been. I didn't know the week I was going to her mom's house was that weekend. The next weekend is Easter, so we're not going that weekend. It's the first week part of it. So I'm leaving Saturday.
I was expecting a shirt when I was done that said, don't talk to me unless you bench 402.
I know. We would have had it made up, too, immediately on that press, man. But, no, I'm going to watch it. I wish I was there because I fucking want to see. I want to see both your benches big time. So I hope both of you guys get your third attempts, and it'll be awesome. I hope, Cam works out with me all the time. So seeing Cam bench to me is like watching Cam grow up or something. It's like I'm getting lift, too, you know. It's just so weird. I'm like, I love when Cam, I was watching his, when he finally benched 501, I was like fucking going nuts, you know, just because he finally fucking did it. Or when he finally did it in the shed or whatever, the Jack and homeless shelter at that time. I mean, that was fucking as good to me as when I benched fucking 500 pounds. So,
yep. Same feeling.
Cause the kid's been coming over since fucking 2018, you know, you've seen him from benching 405 and missing shit. And now, you know, he's growing up to be a man. So. Yeah, I'm hoping you get 402, and you've been hanging out with Dan Pell too much. And then, hopefully Cam benches over 500, at least 501, and then hopefully more.
Yeah, I think he'll be good I would put my money on 513 all day.
Now, is this, it's going to be live stream, correct? He live streams everything, I would imagine it is.
I believe so. I know he always live streams his pro meets.
Yeah.
This is not a pro meet, it's just a meet. But I believe there is a live stream. Obviously I'll post it.
Yeah,
but I don't remember.
I can always send it to you too, Finn.
Yeah, he's got a yeah, if you're there, just FaceTime me.
Yeah.
You know, when they're when they're attempting. So but I bet he will. He's got that he's got a YouTube page that he live streams from. I mean, it shouldn't be hard. He probably has all the equipment. I would imagine he does.
I would think so. Yeah. Yeah. He should be able to. So yep, it'll be posted. So all the listeners too. It should be if there's a live stream, it'll be posted on my story that day. So you can watch. I would imagine I would squat around 10 a.m. Central Time. Meet starts at 9. And like I said, depending on the flights. So
yeah, bench about noon.
Yeah, deadlift at 2, home at 3.
Perfect. I just got a great idea. You know how like Jon Stewart's show, like a lot of his core, he had correspondents that were out in the field. Mm-hmm. That'll be me for Let's Get Stupid. I'll be out in the field. Yeah. You know, this is Jacob Ross live for Let's Get Stupid podcast here at the Search New Levels gym. And we're about to see some bench press.
Yes, we need that. You just go. I mean, you could go live just on your Instagram page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too. Sure. That's another thing you could do.
I could take your phone, Tom, and go live on the Let's Get Stupid page. If you guys want to push it.
Yeah.
Probably just push it on the personal page, and it's got more followers. Yeah,
it's got more followers on the personal page.
So whatever's got the most followers, put it on there, and more people will see it. Yeah. So go to Tom Callis is.
And if they added you, then more people would see it too.
Oh yeah, that's true. We can invite you
if you're like in a spot to do that.
Add who? Me?
Yeah,
on the live. Then it says Huck Finn's live.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, I'll let Jacob control that.
Jacob just texted me before that, and I'll make sure if I'm in a good spot and stuff. Sunday morning, Sunday, but
put me to work.
That'd be 11 a.m. my time. I'll be in Eastern time zone then. I'll be at Bucky's.
Hey, they have some ghost pepper jerky that is incredible.
For real?
Yeah, they really do. They have a wall of jerky at Bucky's. If you've never been to Bucky's, they have a wall of they have a wall of everything.
So ghost pepper jerky is the best?
I mean, it's really, really spicy, though. Like, almost intolerable. It's pretty bad.
I'm going to
get some. But it's good.
Yeah, I'm headed there. I'll stop at that one there in Kentucky off of like I-64 or whatever here in a couple days.
Ooh, and I also had a Texas cheesesteak burrito.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Instead of a Philly cheesesteak, it was three different kinds of meat blended together with brisket. Three different kinds of cheese. Yeah, it was like brisket, turkey, and yeah, I think pulled pork.
Yeah.
Oh, it was incredible.
It does sound good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, you ready to wrap it up, Tommy?
Yeah, let's wrap it up, buddy.
Hey, good luck, brother. Good luck. We will have a full recap next week live on the Let's Get Stupid show.
Yep.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of shit to talk about next week.
Lots of poop to talk about. Yep.
Lots of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of shit, the shit for knee or belts, wraps, straps, and hats.
Come on, that's not shit stuff. That's good stuff, man. You
can't the shit.
Oh, the shit. Shit. That's better. Okay.
GeneralLeathercraft.com, Matt Hayden, Matt Finder, Arscorp, and Instagram. Go there for all your belts, hats, baths, straps, and leather-bound book covers. Also, Sub-Zero Plunge.
Oh, speaking of shit, here we go.
.com. Code FinSucks for $8,000 off. Hit me up for a price ship to your house. HFB supplements for all your supplements. HFB apparel for all your apparel needs. I'm sure some new summer stuff. Probably some new tie-dyes are coming out soon, I would imagine.
Ooh, hey, we got a lot of things coming on the line here in about maybe 2 weeks. And we also have probably about 4 weeks, a brand new pre-workout that I've been working on for the last 8 weeks. Very excited to release
this. Oranges.
No. Brand Mermaid. New one, brand new flavor. Might be called Eagle Jizz. We'll see. But it's coming, and everything should be. It's already been paid for. Waiting on the final touches here, and
good.
Hopefully within you never know, 4 to 6 weeks.
To 6 months, dude. Awesome. Looking forward to.
No, Christmas. It's not like that anymore. I paid for it a couple of weeks ago, so I'm already in the queue or whatever they call it these days.
Queued up.
So we're queued up. I did taste test even a couple more that I will be doing something here a few months after that for probably around July. I tried I don't want to talk about it, but I did try a couple flavors. One was an extreme flavor. I liked it, but nobody else did.
Oh, well, that's all matters what you like.
All right. So wait a minute, a little clarification. Is this new flavor or is it a new formulation?
No. Formulation's all the same.
Okay,
this is just a new flavoring.
Now, you know what you should do? Bring some to Bucky's and try to get it sold in there.
What are you talking about? Bring my like actual Let's Get
pre-workout. Yeah, bring it to Bucky's. Hey, guys, I got a product for you.
Oh, there we go.
You know, let's go. So
I don't think they had pre-workout there. I'll be the first. That'd be perfect.
Monster, and then next dude, RTDs of fucking Eagle Jizz.
Ready to drink Eagle Jizz, man? God, you know, down south, clear people are going to love that shit, dude. All white. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's in the works, man. You've seen Unicorn Jizz. You better be prepared for fucking Eagle Jizz. Street name, of course. That's not even my real name. I tried to get it the real name, but, you know, Miss Barbell said it wouldn't be good for business.
Yeah. Dang it.
That'd be an incredible custom license plate, by the way.
Eagle Jizz.
I like a Thunderbird, you know?
Yeah, with the fucking eagle on there.
Oh, yeah.
Or your DeVille.
DeVille.
You spray paint an eagle on there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's not nice. Don't fuck my awesome car up, dude.
I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry. I'll put a fucking cassette player in there for you.
I got one brand new.
I know. I know how to fucking wire one in.
Yeah, me too. Whoops. Sorry, Finn. I cut all the cords you needed.
Yeah. You have no lights. Good luck. Go home now.
I had about 30 beers with my dad now. Get the fuck out of here.
That was awesome. I'm driving home. Have no idea how fast I'm going. No lights anywhere.
You just feel the road, brother.
That's how I did it, man. I fucking Jesus take the wheel.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, I'll see you this next week.
All right, buddy. I'll see you at the meet.
Okay. Bye.
Shut up, Karen.
Damn cats go.